Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Happy Tuesday. Happy Testimonial Tuesday from Connecticut here. Beautiful, beautiful day following a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. And I was excited today to wake up knowing that I was scheduled to be on with you all today. I believe I also have Mike Malley on here. Mike, is that you?
Hi, Katie.
Good afternoon. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. We're just getting rolling here. I wanted to make sure that when people call in today, you press 1 to be placed in the queue. Also, let us know your name and how you were introduced to Beamer. We don't mention any drug names or disease names. Please do not give your own protocols. We stick to the basic plan of Beamer and Beamer's basic plan. And just keep it simple. Let us know what you are experiencing and how that might have been minimized. If you're an athlete, we'd love to hear your recovery and performance experience and success. And with that, the show is for everyone who is calling in today to share with us. That's where we get the gems and we build our belief. That's how I got started. Mike, I don't know about you, but when I got started, I listened to Blog Talk every day, and it was foundational for me to really help me understand and hear what was going on with all these people's experience and success with using Beamer. I mean, it was amazing to listen to. So with that, Mike, do you have anything you'd like to share? How was your weekend?
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly, because Blog Talk has always been such a part of the Beamer experience. And when we hear testimonies of other people, some of which are quite frankly, unbelievable, we start mm-hmm. thinking, this matches my experience, or I feel like this also. And it confirms and condones our thinking about Beamer. I think anybody who's had a Beamer loves it. I've had mine for 6 years, use it twice a day, and will continue to for the rest of my life, because we know what it's doing. It's putting blood flow into the microvessel bed, 74,000 miles of capillaries, and nothing can do that. And as a result, our body heals itself. It's just amazing technology, and I'm so happy to be on here with you today, Katie.
It's a blessing for me as well. And believe it or not, we have a caller that's raised their hand already. So without further, I will click on this, and area code 626, let us know your name, and welcome to Blog Talk.
Hi, my name is Melanie Herrick. I'm a physical therapist. I'm actually on my way to see my first client right now. But when I heard your testimonial this morning, Katie, about how you said that you listen to Blog Talk every day when you started, I've been using Beamer not quite 4.5 years, and that's how I also got grounded in Beamer. And some of us don't have a huge network of people around us, but keeping yourself informed of what is going on has been super helpful. So I have my own testimonial of Beamer, how I learned about it, how I've used it on other people. Of course, I can't share that to be compliant, but all I can say is every single day I start my day. I don't even get out of bed before I do my 8-minute session. I go about my busy day. I'm sharing Beamer. I'm bringing it to all of my clients as I work. And then I use it 8 minutes before I go to bed or after work. And then I also do a rest and recovery mode. It has changed my life in so many ways. The energy I feel, the recovery. I work out at 5 a.m. every morning, and I go all day long and just do not feel tired. And besides healing of various injuries that may have occurred, I just feel like Beamer is so much a part of my life, and I want to share it with every person. And I appreciate you, Katie and Mike, helping everyone to give your time so that we can all together learn from about Beamer and share testimonials.
Beautiful. And Melanie, you are a servant. Was that you, Mike? You are. You know, you cater to your patients. You bring them the Beamer. You're delivering a service that is changing their life, and you're able to affect more people's lives. And I appreciate you being in my life for that, because it's a great example for me.
But 100%, I think some of us don't realize that we think that, oh, we feel Beamer, but, you know, we feel the changes. But if we don't talk about it and let other healthcare professionals and other people know what it does, Beamer literally sells, if you want to say it, sells. But I'm not a salesperson. I'm a healthcare professional. But how lives change, Beamer, when people experience that, will want it in their lives themselves. And I just wanted to say I love my Beamer and take it everywhere I go. I'm going to the Bahamas tomorrow and I'm taking it with me. So travel easily, and that's just what I do. And I'm pulling up to my first client, so I'm going to have to log off. But hey, keep going. Everybody use your Beamer and share it.
Thank you so much, Melanie. You have a great session there with your client, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Mike, how great is that?
That was a great kickoff to Testimony Tuesdays, if I've ever heard one.
Right.
She loves her Beamer, and she'll have it for the rest of her life, as will the rest of us.
And sharing it, you know, being able to not just have it, keep it for herself, telling her story.
Yes.
and sharing what we can't keep quiet, I think. So
absolutely.
Trying to think, do you have any recent testimonials, Mike, or do you want me to share?
Yeah, go ahead, Katie.
Sure. So I know I've said it a number of times on here, but I had hip arthroscopic surgery in September, and I was real slow getting back into playing tennis, you know, making sure that my body was fully recovered. And having the extra added benefit of that blood flow has made an incredible difference, because I'm not stiff. I'm moving comfortably on the court. It was more of mind over matter for me, thinking that I couldn't move the way that I wanted to. And my body has fully, you know, I can say today, because I just came back from tennis a little while ago, it's fully recovered and I can move in a way that I didn't think I would again. And that's, to me, Beamer, being able to get on it when I wake up in the morning, and treating areas of that I know should get a little extra blood flow, and then at night, and then the rest and relaxation. It's made such an incredible difference in overcoming this. And also, you know, we're looking at anti-aging and biohacking and all of that. For me, it's the longevity piece that's really important, and I feel like I owe it to myself to be able to be here strong, healthy, and having fun into my 70s, 80s, and 90s. So it's really important to me to be able to start You know, I started with it before I was 50. I'm 50 now. And it just gets better and better. And I don't think there's anything out there where you can say that, you know, that phrase about, because usually there's like a endpoint. With Beamer, it's like, wow, this changed too. This changed. You know, you notice different things over the years, and it's all improvement. You know, it's not the opposite, which is what we're, you know, working against, and it's working. So I'm thrilled to be back. I'm also playing golf, which is just wonderful. And I have full range of motion and able to utilize my hips the way that they're supposed to be moving, which is, you know, I'm all about functional movement. And when you're able to without discomfort, that's just incredible. So that's my story for today.
Katie, isn't it interesting the way we'll be feeling good, and then all of a sudden we'll realize, well, that's better.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything different, but now that is better. I don't have that particular ailment anymore. And it just comes about because our body gets blood flow and stimulates our muscles. And as we do our Beamer every day, and don't forget, one Beamer session lasts 12 to 16 hours in the body. So what I tell people is it's not like a massage or any type of conditioning we do that lasts maybe 30 minutes and afterward we have no residual benefit. The Beamer, one session lasts all day. And, of course, that's why we do it morning and evening to get 24-hour coverage. But it's just amazing. And like Melanie was saying, people who get their Beamer all of a sudden say what you just did. You know, you have now full range of motion. You didn't have that before. You have this ailment that is improved, and we know what it is and what causes it. And it's just an amazing apparatus.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I'm going to request also, if you'd like to share your testimonial, please press 1. There are a lot of callers on the line today, and we need to hear from you. We really want to hear what's going on and how Beamer has impacted your life. You know, it's just wonderful. Every time I really reflect on it, which is often because, you know, we're sharing it often, it blows my mind the little changes that aren't really little. You know, they seem subtle at first, and then it could change your life, you know, when it's like movement related, you know, going up and down stairs, all the things that we really want to hold on to and not have difficulty with as we get older. And I just appreciate everything with it.
Katie, I'll share a recent testimony because this kind of surprised.
And we have a caller.
Go ahead.
We have a caller, but go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is that I had knee replacement surgery on my left knee about the time I got my Beamer 6 years ago. And my right knee bothered me some. The pain level was not a 7, 8, 9, or 10. It was moderate, but I still felt it. And so what I started doing is when I did my Beamer session, I put the B-pad under my knee and put it on program 3. And I was doing that for about a month, and all of a sudden I realized I have no sensation in my right knee that is discomfort. And I don't to this day. And
how long did you say
that
was?
About a month.
Wow.
Program three.
Sure.
And they say, I heard Dr. Burka talking one time, that you want to do it on the fleshy part of your knee, which is not the bone, the top, but underneath. So that's mm-hmm. where I put the B-pad, and on program three, and it feels good every day.
Amazing. Amazing. Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that, and I will click over to our next caller. Good afternoon.
Hi.
You're live on Blog Talk. Who's calling
Hi.
Today?
Hi, my name is Mary. I'm in the Napa Valley, and I've had my Beamer since March of 2019. I actually got it for a four-legged friend. It saved its life. It's only 2 years old, and I used it at the same time, and I had fallen down a icy granite slope up at Echo Lake and had ruined my shoulder. I'd been to sports medicine doctors. I'd looked into stem cells. Anyway, I chose the Beamer because my upline is, what is she, 89 years old now? And she'd had hers since the 3000 model was out. So every time I laid on hers, I never noticed anything. But with faithful commitment, drinking lots of water, using not only the B-pad, 8 minutes in the morning, 8 minutes at night, and same thing for my four-legged friend. Within 2 weeks, my four-legged friend was up, and she had very serious issues going on. My shoulder recouped very well enough that I was able to help a 95-year-old go to take her husband's ashes to New York. I started traveling to La Jolla, care of her. She improved greatly. It extended her life for several years, and she was a lot more mobile than she had been and alert, etc. I also had developed a problem with my wrist from being on a computer faithfully, religiously, too much so. And that I noticed over a period of time. You know, I call the Beamer, and I've heard this said before, my traveling medicine chest. It does go everywhere with myself and my boyfriend. We use it on everybody and everything. And I know it's not an appropriate thing to talk about, but I also Beamer my water and drink that. And that's been amazing things for my plant. So, you know, it's with us everywhere. I mean, we travel all over the world with it. It helps you get on the airplane quicker because it is a class 2 medical device. And using it while you're sitting on the plane is terrific. I love the blog talk last week that Greg was on where he spoke about the B-sit. Lately, I've had an issue with a hip that I've had a problem with previously. And I think a lot of it's from driving. I don't know if it's, well, I can't say what I think it is. But anyway, I've used the B-sit now in my car. I did that when I was driving from Northern California to Southern California solo. I stopped for maybe one, you know, gas fill up. And I just hit the B-box on my passenger seat, along with my apples and other things I took along for nourishment. And I'd boogie out to music, you know, or I'd call my friends on Bluetooth for about, you know, 75 miles and gab. It's wonderful. I mean, it's an energizer. It's a healer. It's everything all in one. And I just can't be without it. I mean, I could go on and on with the stories of different things I've done, you know, placed it. I have several of them, and I purchased extra pieces like the B pad. And, you know, sometimes if my legs are bothering me, I'll lay one on the top and one on the bottom underneath it and partially sit on one and pull it up around my back. I mean, there's just so many things you can use it for. I mean, there's nothing you can't use it for. You know, that's the way I look at it. That's my go-to. Anytime I have any kind of ache or pain, oops, discomfort.
Oops.
Yeah. Then that's what I go to, is my Beamer. And, you know, just can't live without it. So thank you for being here and having this on here. And I hope others are listening and learning, and I hope I didn't blow it by saying anything that was not appropriate.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you calling in and sharing. So I don't want to, like, come down hard on it. We're not allowed to mention the animal usage because of we don't have the classification from the FDA.
Well, it's a four-legged animal.
Exactly. And I oh, equine. That's right. Thank you. I'm going to give you an applause for that. Excellent. I really appreciate all that you shared. So you're traveling on the road, obviously.
I drive
quite a bit.
I started putting it in because my hip issue started reoccurring, and so I decided, well, what the heck? Because that's what was mentioned in last week's blog talk was, you know, just sit on it, or as other people were doing.
Exactly.
Another friend of mine has an issue with the bottoms of his feet due to a health situation that takes medication.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep. I mean, he uses the B pad wrapped around his feet. I know it was mentioned to use the B sit for the feet. And I want to go back and listen to, I think it was last Tuesday's call. I listened to both Tuesday and Wednesday, and they were talking about, I thought it was talking about the B sit and how you could store stuff in the case. Does it come with a case now, the B sit? Because when I got mine, it did not.
Mine came with a bag. I'm not sure if it's being sent with that at the moment.
Can we get the separate? Because I have a couple, and I have people that
it
have
came with a nice bag.
Well, not when it came out. It came with nothing. Because
okay.
I've had it.
Maybe, and then that, and I'm not sure now because I haven't, I got it, and then you don't need another one. I'm sure I have
I have
people that have ordered them. But I can find out. I'll let you know.
Yeah, please do. I'd love to get several bags because I think I have three. I have one person that sits in an office chair all day long, and he's got an issue with his spine. And, you know,
how could you not, you know?
Yeah. So,
that's not a position to be in, but it's good that it works. You know, it helps so much.
Yep.
So much. Well, you carry on and keep helping. I love it, Mary. It's wonderful to have you call in today. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah. And, I see people that I've known for many, many years, and as we're all aging, you know, we're having trouble with walking up steps, you know, seeing friends that I've known many years, and, you know, they're getting into their late 80s and 90s, and, you know, these were very active people physically, and they're walking with canes, and it just hurts me to see this. So, of course, I share it with everybody because I want everybody to feel as good as I do.
Correct.
You know,
isn't that? Yes. And they can, you know, if they're open and if they hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
And if they don't, maybe they will next time.
And as long as they don't have any contraindications. Yeah, that's the
Correct.
Big deal right there. Yeah.
Correct.
And drinking water.
Correct.
I find that most people hate water. I mean, it's really sad. But so many people.
That 90, that 80 to 90, 95 degree age group, there are a lot that are dehydrated. Absolutely.
Oh, and
it could have to do with, you know, some of the other things that they're taking. But, you know, I don't know.
Or medications or surgeries for myself or any of my friends because
awesome.
I don't believe in it. And
now it changes everything.
Yep.
God bless.
Right.
Awesome.
All right, dear. Thanks.
All right. Well,
Carrie.
Call in. Make sure you call in so we can sing happy birthday to you.
You're cute. Thanks. I was
Have
hoping
a great
to
one.
Get to Carlsbad. Isn't this weekend upcoming the Carlsbad one?
I'm not sure. I have to look. There's so many right now. I know. It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
I
hope you can get
there.
Yeah.
I won't be able to.
See if you can change. Move. Oh, okay. Next time.
Take care.
Next time. All right. You as well. Bye-bye. All right, Mike, and we've got another one. area code 801. Good afternoon. What's your name and welcome?
Okay. Oh, I got to see if you can hear me. Okay, this is Cindy from Utah. How are you guys?
Cindy!
Hi, Cindy.
Great. How are you doing?
Good. So I was supposed to be on another call this morning, but I couldn't figure out, Zoom, but I couldn't figure out how to get on it. So here I am. So this past week, I was going to graduation for one of my grandkids, and my daughter is a tennis coach there, and the parking was a zoo, the parking lot and everything, and all the 700 students coming out for pictures. And so my daughter had us go there on a golf cart. We parked at her office and took the golf cart up. And her husband went around the front to get the golf cart, and when he came to the back, he had this couple in the golf cart because the woman couldn't walk because she had had a hip replacement. And so I would like to get Mary from Napa Valley's phone number. I'd like to talk with her, and I'm going to share this call with her because I actually took the golf cart and drove her to her car. And she's like, and it, her car was way far away, and we had to weave through all these people. And I, when I got to her car, she said, "What do we owe you?" And I said, "You have to give me your phone number so I can tell you about a medical device that I have." But it was really sad. But I wanted to share a new testimonial that I have. You know, I host Blog Talk as well, and so I share my testimonial often. But 2 weeks ago, I was in California with my sisters, and we had this great week planned, and we were going bike riding and to Disneyland and whale watching and all these fun stuff. Well, my sister, the first day we were on these e-bikes, and she fell. She's 71 and broke her ankle, both bones. So our plans kind of changed. But I just wanted to say that, and of course she is beaming religiously, had surgery, and I fell, and I don't want to tell how I fell because it's so embarrassing. You know the story, seen the video of Biden walking up to the airplane and he fell on the steps? I don't want to say I was clumsy or did something really stupid, but I did something really stupid on the escalator, okay? And I gouged my legs. I mean, I gouged them. I was wearing pants, and I was with somebody talking about the Beamer, and I didn't want her to know how badly hurt my legs were. But when I got in the car, I pulled up my pants, and there was holes in my pant legs, and there was holes in my legs, basically. Okay, like my sisters didn't even think I was going to be able to go bike riding the next day. But I thought the circulation, I mean, obviously I beamed it right away, and then I thought riding the bike would be good, and I was able to do it, no problem. But it just looked, my legs looked so bad. I mean, it looked like a cat, like a tiger cat, had clawed me, or a bear, the whole way down my legs, okay? And so I started using the Beamer just like, I mean, I couldn't wear shorts because I was just so embarrassed at how they looked. And I, in fact, one day I wore shorts on a walk, and somebody even came up to me and said, "What happened to you?" All right, so it has been exactly 2 weeks to the day now. And after 1 week, I mean, I was, my husband, when he saw my legs, and he's a doctor, he's like, "Wow, I can't even believe how good your legs look." Because I had sent him a picture right after it happened. And now this morning I went for a long walk. I even feel like I could go run. I can wear shorts. I wore a dress to church this Sunday. And I just am blown away by how well the Beamer works and how it increases our healing process. Well, increasing our blood flow allows our body to repair quicker. And it, my, so my older sister owns a Beamer. She's the one who broke her ankle, and she has bought one for her granddaughter, you know, who had an issue. And but my younger sister has not purchased one yet, and she texted this morning, and she's like, "How are your legs? Are they so bad?" I'm like, "I feel like I could even run now. I don't run anymore because I just like to walk better. I just, you know, I'm 67, so I just don't want to put my mommy through that." But but it doesn't hurt. I can jump up and down. I can, and it's funny because a week ago, they were so bad that I asked my husband if, even though it was healing and it didn't look that bad, it still was bruised underneath, like on the bone. And I even asked him, do you think I could have a stress fracture or something? Because it was still just so tender. And now, it's been 2 weeks to the day. And I'm just like, just normal.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's amazing. Yep. Someday I'll
incredible.
Have to
and it pictures. Seems like the skin, I feel like it was the things with the skin, too. Feels so fast.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
you have
absolutely.
Abrasions, etc., that they're gone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
usually
yeah.
within
and,
a
you know,
week,
I learned,
week and a half.
You know how when we were kids, we used to. Well, I mean, I don't know. Back in the day, you know, like I would get scabs when I would fall and skin my knee or
yeah.
something, and then I would pick the scab. I learned that the best thing to do is to keep the scab off of it, and so. You know, I would take a long shower or take a bath and soak it and then just scrub it real hard to keep the scab off of it. So, you know, so that I wasn't tempted
wow.
to pick it as well. So, but the Beamer, I'm just blown away. I'm just blown away. So, and it's just, it's so rewarding sharing it. Like, I'm so thankful that my sister had to have surgery. Like, she broke both the tibia and the fibula. So her
oh,
foot
man.
Was like dangling. Yeah, I know, really bad. And I'm just so grateful that she has a Beamer to use, you know. And
yes.
I mean, I can't share her story, but I mean, she texted on our strand yesterday. She said, because when I texted a picture of my leg, I said, look, this was Sunday. I texted a picture. I said, look, I'm at church. Look at my leg. And she texted a picture of her, you know, just her foot elevated. Of course, it's in a splint, and just said, the doctor's really happy with my healing already. So, you know, how can you fault that? I mean, So
you can't
awesome.
Deny it. You can't deny it. And, you know, just to be able to be, like, I want to be you. I played tennis
oh,
with
well.
Someone that was older than me today, and I'm like, you know, can't wait to give her a Beamer. But you have the energy, you have the vibrant lifestyle, and you just keep going, you know? And, yeah, we get banged up here and there, and we get over it so fast. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
You
it's
know,
awesome.
Nothing's keeping
it's awesome.
Us down.
And like you, I was glad when you were talking about longevity, but it's – and because my – you know, of course, my younger sister, she says – you know, I don't want to live longer. I'm ready to leave this life or whatever. You know, she's like, this world,
right.
or I'm ready
it's
to get
our,
out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not about living longer. It's about health, living healthier while we're living. In fact,
right.
you know
we
what?
Know
I'm
that.
Doing, yeah, we're doing an event here next weekend, and I called one of the gals who's going to help me do this Beamer booth. It's an energy healing conference in Ogden, Utah. And I could tell she had a lot going on. I'm like, I can call you after your family's gone. She's like, no, they're just leaving. They've been here all weekend. Her sister, who was just 15 years older than her, and I think she's probably maybe only 50, just passed away. I mean, just, you know, I mean, it just, we just never know. We just never know when
yeah.
the good Lord's going to take us. And so we need to have good relationships and live a good life and be happy and share and
yes.
you know, and I watched a video. Do you have another caller? Because well, wait. First, I want to answer.
I do,
Mary's
but it's
call.
Fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I want to answer. So, Mary, yes. Originally, the Beamer, I mean the B-Sit, did not have a bag. I bought the original. I bought it when I was first in 4 years ago, and then about 6 months later, they came out with a bag. It is now the office pack. You cannot buy the office bag separately, but it's an amazing bag. And so what I did is I sold my B-Sit and then I bought one with the pack, so the office pack. So, but I just wanted to say, Katie, if you could save me Mary's number or have her call me, we can text
yes.
her and give her mine.
I already sent it to you.
I just wanted
you.
To say that on Sunday, I was watching this video of this guy and he was very wealthy, and it was on how to be happy. And for the first thing he thought was he had to earn a whole lot of money. So he did. And then the next thing was he needed to use that money to buy him all the toys he wanted. And so he did that. And then the next thing was he had to be in charge of something. So he was in charge of this project. But he found true happiness, real happiness, when someone asked him if he would buy 200 wheelchairs for these kids. And he mm-hmm. could easily buy the wheelchairs. And so he did that. But this person had him go and help deliver the wheelchairs. And when he saw the faces of these kids when they got these wheelchairs, he said, that was true happiness. And this one kid yanked on him and said, I want to see your face. I want to remember your face, mister, so that when I'm up in heaven, I can remember who it was that did this for me. And, you know, it just made me think of Beamer and sharing the Beamer and how much happiness it gives. I remember David Olson or Greg Peterson, you know, saying, you know, when they were in their other business, it wasn't like they ever got calls thanking them or a text thanking mm-hmm. them. I feel better now than I have in years. Or, you know, I try to take screenshots of those and just put them in a folder that if I'm ever, you know, not just having a great day, I can just go to those and read them and say, look what I did for this person. Look what, you know, I shared the Beamer with this person. I opened my mouth. So I will close with that. Thanks, guys, for doing this. Appreciate it. I love you both.
So appreciate
have a great
you, Cindy.
Day.
Love you.
Hey, Cindy.
You as well.
And looking
Cindy.
Forward to seeing both of you
Cindy,
in Orlando. Okay.
Yes. Go ahead, Mike.
No,
yes,
no one, Cindy, no one on this call will ever repeat that you did something stupid on an escalator.
So, Mike, I will call you and Katie individually after the phone and tell you how it did it.
I can't believe it. I'm glad you're okay.
All right, take care, guys. Get to that other caller. Have a great one.
Yes, you as well.
Bye.
Area code 530, good afternoon. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Kate calling in. And,
Kate, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? I thought I'd
good,
share
good.
Some. Let me know if you got another caller, because I don't know how much time is left, but I've got several stories that I can share. I was going to share, I'll share my first one, which is recent. I'm in my, 70s. And I decided to do a 3-day fast, which I just completed yesterday, a water-only fast. And when you're doing that, you usually, at least the first day, have some Herxheimer reaction, which is, detox reaction. And also you're supposed to optimize the fasting. It's best really just to rest, not do any physical activity, which is what I did. And using the Beamer throughout that fast was so advantageous because if the reaction, first day I had kind of headachey feelings. And so, of course, I used my Beamer. And the next day, the headache was gone. But, you know, you're tired. And so I just used the Beamer a lot throughout that fast, which made it so much easier to do the water-only fast. And then last night I fell asleep. I had the deepest sleep. I can't believe how deeply I slept. Of course, I use the special program also, but I do that all the time. But just the benefit of assistance at the Beamer through that bath was so wonderful. And the other thing I do too is that when you're fasting, you know, your digestive organs are working quite a bit. So when I would use the B-pad and the B-spot on various parts of the whole abdominal central region, and, you know, it just assisted what the liver was doing and all the other organs. So that's a tip. You can use this device, the Beamer, to assist in so many modalities that it's absolutely wonderful. But to also another thought came to my mind when Cindy was talking. Because as you get older, your skin gets thinner, and it can tear more easily. And I have had in the last year some tears on my skin, but one was the most startling. I tripped and fell on concrete, and I had pants on, thin pants on, but at least I had pants on. But the fall, I took it on that knee, and, you know, there's not a lot of, under the skin of the knee, there's not a lot of flesh, you know. It's not a lot of, there's no fat, hardly any fat there. And so I did it just as I, you know, it's going out my house. So I came in, and it was what I think they call it a flap door or trap door tear, where the skin lifts off of the wound. And it's not like a slice, but it's just a full flap of skin. And that flap of skin was just a little smaller than a dime. It was circular, but it had one little thin strip of skin still as it was dangling from, basically. And so, you know, I cleaned it up and kept it bandaged and beamered it with the B-spot several times a day for the first 4 days. And it attached. In other words, it didn't get infected and it attached. And that was actually around Valentine's Day last year that I did that. And, you know, usually when you get that kind of a wound, it's noticeable. You know, it doesn't really completely fade into the background. That wound healed so well because of the enhanced blood flow of Beamer. And it took about a year for it to be almost not noticeable at all. And you know what that made me think of? What it made me think of is bringing the blood flow to the skin like that, that it basically that was almost like doing a skin transplant because there was no, it was just flesh. There was no skin left on that wound. And, but it adhered back. And I thought, well, just think when people do these facial procedures, you know, that are quite, I think, aggressive to the skin. Just think if you use Beamer in conjunction with that, you're bringing all that blood flow to the face and healing, healing, healing. So just for the health of the skin alone, every day, or if you have a wound, it assists in the healing and literally no scarring. So that's very unusual. It's amazing. So
absolutely amazing. And I'm thinking, you know, you're already getting the added benefit of being on the Beamer daily, right? Twice a day.
I've been using it for years.
Right? And then you have an accident. You utilize the B-spot on that area. And what miraculous things have occurred.
You know, but I think even if someone hadn't been using the Beamer for years like I have, you know, keeping my body conditioned in that way, even if you're brand new and you use the Beamer, you know, for these wounds, it just accelerates the healing like crazy with minimal scarring. So it's a fantastic device. Also,
absolutely.
I'd like to share a book.
Go ahead.
I've shared this before. I've shared this one before, but I couldn't remember the doctor's full name, so now I do. But the book is called The Clot, like a clot of blood. The Clot Thickens. And the doctor is Dr. Mel. Did you?
I did, Malcolm, because I looked up the title. Now go ahead with the...
Yeah, okay. So anyone wants to know, it's Dr. Malcolm Kendricks. So, and you go on YouTube, you can Google him, and there are several interviews with him talking. He's a very strong Scottish brogue. So, did you like the book?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I still have some reading to do, but it's really, it's something that you can pay attention to for someone like myself, you know?
Right.
It's much simpler than what I thought it would be, which is great because that's what I need, you know, because I like to be able to read something and then be able to share in my own language. And I feel like he's already kind of helped to do that. Does that make sense?
Right. I mean, that's how we learn, right? But and he has a great sense of humor. So it's a really wonderful book to get greater understanding of the circulatory system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, listen, Kate, thank you so much for calling in today. We are all out of time, but I appreciate you calling in. Was there another, I think if you did have another, anything else to share, there, you know, there is time here. So
well,
let me know.
The reason I've discovered the Beamer because I was facing hip replacement surgery and I wanted to have the best experience possible. And I consulted with the doctor who said, well, one very important thing is that after your replacement, you want to make sure you maintain optimal blood flow to that joint for two reasons, primarily. One, to diminish bone and also to optimize the healing of the bone. But he didn't tell me how to do it besides exercising. And I'm a person that never had any problems ever, never had surgery. Because I'm extremely healthy, but I started to research optimizing blood flow, and I found Beamer. And it was several years ago. So, you know, I have, my recovery was marvelous, and I just can do whatever I want to do. I don't horseback ride anymore, but, you know, I just, it's such a blessing to have this device. Because you know what you're doing for your body and maintaining optimal health. I just think, boy, I wish I had this back when I was entering menopause, I'll tell you that. And therefore going forward, because you will have a very, very different experience aging if you have Beamer in your life. Positive experience.
I agree completely, especially with the menopause part. I agree with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My doctor asked me what my symptoms were because I evidently have entered it. And I said, I'm fine. You know, she's like, are you sweating? I'm like, only when I work out or if I'm in the steam. Wonderful. Yeah.
Well, that's another thing, you know, when you're, as we age and are in menopause, the liver shrinks over time. It shrinks with men too, but it's faster with women. And I thought, well, if the liver gets a little smaller, maybe that's why, you know, you get the hot flashes because my thought, because, you know, if it compresses a bit and blood flow diminishes, that's what, you know, the research shows.
Right.
Blood flow diminishes. Well, to be pat on there while you're doing your B-body or your B-spot and give your liver special attention because the liver has to process the hormones. And with the hormone irregularity and also sleep on the B-body at night because the liver is
rest and recovery
in the night, the day, right? So you're working on that liver to keep processing the hormonal component of menopause. Help you out there. So it's a fantastic device for going through the change of life and years after to keep you young.
I have a lot more people to share with after that, listening to you explain that. As if there weren't enough already, right? It's everyone.
Oh, you can
definitely,
you want to
make a difference.
Call me after the call. I found
I will.
You know, email address. I have found a really good article on PubMed about exactly this, not being included, but, you know,
the blood flow.
Yeah. And if any woman, in my opinion, because no one wants to go into menopause, and you don't want the side effects, I should say, of it.
Right.
And it's kind of dreaded. You know, it's like, oh, God, what's going to happen to me? And it can be quite dramatic. So to have this in your life, you know, it's fantastic. A great device to share with people who are concerned about how they're going to handle menopause.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Kate, for calling in. And
okay.
I look forward to hearing from you again, and I'll be in touch.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, Mike, I think it's time to wrap it up. We have another caller, but I think we're over time now. What do you think?
Yeah, we're about 5 minutes over, and I don't know if it shuts off automatically or not. Does it?
No, because I've gone over before. It won't. I think it'll just keep going. But I don't want to cut off. You never know. Okay, good. Let's do that. I don't want to leave someone hanging here. Hold on. Area code 571. You're live on Blog Talk. Thanks for calling. Quick testimonial.
Thank
you,
Katie. It's Deb from Bluemont Vineyard, Bluemont, yeah. Virginia. Just real quick. I just came off of a 3-day weekend of Strawberry Festival and 2 weddings. And because of Beamer, I was able to do all that. And also, I had one of my employees who's probably 10 or 15 years energy. So Beamer, baby.
Beamer all the way. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Deb. Really appreciate it.
Of course.
Thank you so much. And I can't believe what
great
you accomplish in 1 week, 1 day or 1 weekend. You're all over the place, and you do it with grace. So thanks for calling in. Thanks for
a great blog talk, guys.
Thank you. Have a good one. All right. Well, I think that's a wrap. Mike, would you like to take us out?
Kate, it's been a great call. Thanks to everyone who's been on.
Awesome. And tomorrow we've got the equine group on at 12. And then we will – oh, no, tomorrow – actually, tomorrow is Greg at 12 p.m. or 9 o'clock on the West Coast. So thank you all for calling in today. Thank you for listening. And, Mike, thanks for being on with me as well, and always enjoy your company. Hope you all have a wonderful week. Take care.
Thanks, Katie.
You as well.